If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. And the Bible says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." I won't preach tonight, just a little while, on this title. I told you the other night, I was going to, if the Lord let me, I was going to preach, I was going to let you know what's going on, what's wrong with America, what's wrong with this world that we live in. And I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: what the devil's going on? What the devil is going on? As we see this tonight in our text, the Bible says that the Spirit speaketh expressly. And now it's talking about the sweet Spirit of God. And He's speaking to us through sincerity. He's speaking to us on purpose to try to warn us of the things that's ahead. I want to say there's some magnificent things ahead for a child of the King. There's also some things ahead for those that's lost and undone. But praise God, I'm not looking for those things that's undone. I'm looking for those things that's given to a child of God. But the Bible says here that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times, I want to say this evening, I believe we're living in the latter times. Amen. We're living in those last days before that trump and that shout, and the church goes out of here to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ain't you glad once you get out of here, praise God, you don't have to worry about coming back? Amen. Once we outstrip this old body and this old world, Lord, I pray to be God, we got a blessed hope in Christ that we're going to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. We don't have to worry about going up there. And He said, "Well, you know what? I made a mistake." I feel sorry for those people that say they've had an out-of-body experience, that they've died and they've went out and they've entered into glory. They've seen gates and all this stuff, and they've come back. I don't know about them. I'd say, "Hey, just leave me alone." Yeah. Amen. And a lot of folks asked, "Boy, I wish you'd just left me alone." Amen. And not brought me back. I was seeing things, praise God, sights unseen, praise the Lord. Amen. I guarantee you, praise God, when we take the last breath of life here, praise God, that next breath we take will be in glory. Amen. Amen. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Praise God. So we see here, he said, in the latter times, these last times that we're living, he said, some, I'm glad it don't say all there, ain't you? He said, some shall depart from the faith. We're seeing it all around us. People are, they're like rats on a sand. In some Baptist churches, they're just like rats in a sinking ship. They're bailing off, amen. They're hitting the boardwalk. They're getting out of Dodge. Amen. Why? Because they see things transpiring around their self, around their lives, and they see God trying to move, and it's easier to follow the world than to follow God. Amen. And it is. It is easier to follow the world than follow God, especially if you ain't sold out. Amen. If you ain't sold out, if you haven't said in your mind, in your heart, that you're going to go with God, amen, you're going to struggle in your Christian walk. Amen. He said, that's why some, he said, the Spirit speaking expresses that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. I wonder when this thing's over, I wonder where we're going to be. I wonder, praise God, when this journey of life's finished, where are we going to finish? I hope we all finish well. Amen. Because if we do, God can say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's what God wants us to do. But he said they'll depart from the faith. Why do they depart from it? Because they're giving heed to the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Do you realize that? Now listen, you, especially you young folks, you realize there's an evil force all around us tonight. There's an evil force everywhere you look. There's demons, amen, evil demonic spirits all around. If we could see them tonight, it would scare us. It would literally scare us to death. Amen. They're around us everywhere. They're they're emissaries of the devil. Evil spirit. Now the devil ain't omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time. Amen. But he's got emissaries, praise God. He sends out that come to torture us and torment us and deceive us all the time. We can see that in Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and in verse 43. Listen to what he says. He gives us this example. He said, when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Now listen, you got to get this picture. He's an unclean spirit. It's a demon. Amen. And it's an emissary of the devil. If it's not the devil itself. Amen. He said, when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he was in a man and he goes out of the man. And the Bible says he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. You know why? Because there's no rest for the devil. Amen. Only place he's down in is in the pit when it comes to it. He said, then he saith, I will return into my house. Now see, he's done took up possession. He's done claimed that man as his. Amen. He said, from whence I came out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. See, sometimes we can, if we ain't careful, we get rid of that demonic force. We get rid of those bad influence in our life. And if we ain't very careful, we clean it up. And praise God, if we ain't very careful, that same devil come back. He'll come back on us if we try to do it in our own strength. And said, then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. Amen. That's called? That's called somebody that's self-righteous. Somebody that's self-righteous. You know, they're that person that says, you know what? I'm all that and two crackers besides. Amen? I'm a good person. I'm walking in the way that I need to go, and I think I'm doing it all right. Well, I'm telling you, praise God, if you're doing it that way, you're deceived. Amen. You're just a perfect victim for the devil to go out and bring in. Hey, he'll go out and bring in some more emissaries of the devil, and he'll move into you, praise God, and he'll give you a fit. Amen. He says, other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of what? That man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Amen. So he said the demon spirits, they're emissaries of the devil. They work for the devil. And they're out there everywhere tonight. He said, well, preacher, that's just Bible time. It's not that way. No. Hey, God ain't changed and the devil ain't either. Amen. The devil's still just as wicked and vile as he's always been. And he's looking for a subject tonight. He's looking for a place that he can take up abode. Amen. He sure is. See, these demon spirits are everywhere tonight. Everywhere, if you could see, they're everywhere around this universe. These demonic spirits. Amen, you can see that. All you gotta do is turn on the news. It's not just in America today. It's all over the world. These demons, praise God, that's causing havoc in this world. In Mark chapter 5, Jesus was talking to them. Now, there's many of these demonic spirits. In Mark chapter 5, verse 9, Jesus was talking to the one, you know, remember one called Legion? He said, what is thy name? And said, he answered, saying, my name is Legion. For we, what? Are many. A legion can be, I looked that up, a legion can be between 3,000 and 5,000 demons. Amen? Between 3,000 and 5,000 demons. These demons all over this world. And they're looking for a place to take up residence. Amen. They're looking tonight for a place where they can hang their hat. Praise the Lord, they are. And they come in, they're capable of entering in to man. Amen. In Mark chapter 8, Jesus says, come out. He told the demons to come out of the man. Amen. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 13, he said, they come out of the man and they entered into a swine. Amen. And the Bible said they wasn't going to be possessed with these, the swine wasn't going to be possessed with these demons. Instead of being possessed with demons, praise God, they commit suicide. Amen. They said, well, pray, hey, we aren't going to let these devils reside in us. Said they run down headlong into the sea and was drowned. Amen. But you know, sometimes an old pig's got more sense than we do. Amen. We sit around and the demons of hell's all around us tonight and we don't even realize it. And they enter in so subtly and they begin to take over our bodies. they usually start with their mind. Amen? They start with their mind and they work their way down into our heart and our body. And then they begin, once they get there, they begin to use us and manipulate us and deceive us into doing that that they want us to do. Amen? That's what they do. That's what these demons had done to this man here in Mark chapter 5. They had moved in because they're capable of entering into a man. They're capable of entering into a beast. They want to find a body. They want to find somebody that they can use. Amen. Well, it may be a man. It may be a boy, a girl. It may be a dumb animal. But sirs, we used to have a horse, and we called him El Diablo, the devil. That course was crazy as a shot cat. Amen. He was full of, I believe he's full of devil. You'd be riding him along. He'd be riding along just fine. I mean, just the nicest thing you ever did. A good little horse. And all of a sudden, he'd take a notion. Amen. Just out of the blue, he'd run you through a briar thicket. He'd run you through a bar hall. He'd run you through some corral fence, just wherever he decided. Praise God. He'd just like he lost his mind. I believe it was the devil. Amen. Because I see a lot of people today in the same situation. They'll be a clicking along just right, thinking they got her down pat. They know what they're doing. All of a sudden, they just go off the deep end. Amen. They just take off on a tyrant. They take off on booze and alcohol and the wine and the women and the things just whirl. Amen. And they don't even know why they're going there. Amen. We talk to people all the time and say, why are you doing it? Well, I don't know. I tell you why. It's the devil. Amen. The demons of hell has infiltrated them. They've moved in and they've taken up an abode. Amen. And whenever they take a notion, praise God, they just seize upon them. They take them where they want them to go. You say, well, preacher, I'd never let that happen to me. I'm too strong for the devil. Boy, he's already got you. Amen. You think you're too strong for the devil, praise God. He done moved in. He's done got you in his hand. He's got you in his clutches. He knows exactly what makes you tick. Amen. Because he done got you up here hooked up in pride. And you think you're all that, praise God. The devil's done got control of you. We ever get heated and high-minded and think we've got this thing in monopoly and the devil don't have an influence on us? Amen. You're deceived already. Amen. So we have this conflict that's taking place. The conflict between the devil and the believer. Amen. The devil and that lost person. Hey, the devil, he gets that lost person. He got him. Amen. Until that godly influence comes in and runs him off. I want to say, praise God, there's a godly influence can come in and run him off. But the devil wants to maintain control just as hard as he can. In Ephesians chapter 6, we see this conflict. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He said, it's not just this earthly stuff that we said. It's not men, common men that we're fighting. He said, against principalities, amen, and against powers, against the rulers of this world, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, that's what we're up against. That is our conflict tonight. We're up against a great adversary. Amen. The church tonight is up against a great adversary. The devil's trying to hook us and he's trying to draw us away from God, away from godly principles, and away from this blessed old King James Bible. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. I don't believe he's got that much influence. You ain't looked around close lately. You go over there to the supposedly a Bible store, anyone in Asheville, and they got a little section about this big of King James Bibles. Amen. Got about this, a selection about this big, a king. The rest of them's all these books of the world. You say, well, they're different Bibles. No, they're not Bibles. They're books. They're phony baloney where they've taken the blood out and they've changed the word and manipulated around. We're sodomites. Are just okay. They're okay as long as they don't push their belief until it offends someone. See, don't call them sodomites. The people that want to get a hold of our children and molest them and drag them off into the pit, they call them homosexual offenders. As long as they don't offend, it's okay. When did God change His mind? Tell you when He changed His mind, when Virginia Mollicott wrote that filthy trash and said her lesbianism had always been a part of her. Amen. God ain't got no part in that. Amen. But he said, that devil, he's out there, he's trying to, well, how does he do it? He said, when we begin to depart from the faith, amen, when we begin to give heed to seducing spirit, when we start listening to the devil, amen. Hey, the devil's a subtle rascal. He's out here in the world tonight, and he said, hey, you know what? You come on over here and do this. It ain't that bad. Ain't that bad. I hear it all the time. I mean, I'd be talking to somebody and say, you know, God ain't pleased with that. He said, well, preacher, it ain't that bad. Hey, some things, it's a whole lot worse. That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Like there's a little sin and a big sin. I want to tell you, sin is sin in the eyes of God. And it'll never change. If God said it was wrong in the time of Moses, if the God said it wrong in the time of our Savior, it's still wrong. Amen? God ain't changed His mind. But the devil's a deceiver. And he said, well, you know, a little of that, Brother X, a little bit of that won't hurt you. You know, he tells you youngins all the time. I know he tells you, Jacob, I know he tells you this. Amen? He says, it'll be all right. You just go ahead and do that. Mama won't know about it. She won't find out. And it'll be okay. That's the devil, amen. Because if you know it's wrong, praise God, and it's not the Holy Ghost of God, it's not the Lord that's telling you to do something if you know it's wrong. See, God give us conscience. He made us free moral agents, amen, to use our head and make decisions. And praise God, these youngins sitting in the Bible, in this place, praise God, have got enough of the Word of God to make an informed decision. Amen. Amen. To know what's right, praise God, and to stay away and to flee what's wrong. Amen. Amen, Jesse. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, to make an informed decision. Because the devil knows exactly what we need. He said, if I can just get you to depart, just come away from the faith. Huh? See, even that's subtle. You say, well, I ain't going to quit on God. Yeah, but he'll take you real subtle. He'll get you to miss church a few times. Amen? And then he'll get you to miss church maybe on a Sunday morning. And then maybe next week he'll get you to miss on a Sunday night. And then he'll get you to miss Sunday morning and Sunday night. And you don't even think about Wednesday night. That midweek prayer service where you come load up your cart, praise God, to get you through the week. That's how he works. But if we ain't very careful, we get hooked in and say, well, you know, nobody missed me over there, so I'll probably be all right. Amen. Old devil's got his hook in you, boy, and he's your reeling you in. Amen. And I said, you people that's got children, he'd like nothing better than do it to you because he'll tell you, well, you know what? It's so hard to get them youngins up and get them fed breakfast and get them dressed and get them down to the house of God. It'd be easier just to stay home. You know, I can cut on one of them TV preachers and we can get sat down in front of that and maybe even get my Bible out in a pretense of looking at it while he's preaching and everything will be, you're already deceived. See, he's a deceiver. The devil's a deceiver tonight and he's wanting to get us, he's wanting to draw us in and he's wanting to destroy the foundation. You say, what's that? That's the family. If he can destroy the foundation and get us to depart from the faith, he's already got us well on the way to being a servant of Him. You say, wait a minute, preacher. I'd never serve the devil. We're going to serve somebody. Amen. That old fellow back in the 60s wrote that song, we're going to serve somebody. Hey, he had her dead on the head. I believe he was serving the devil, praise God. But we're going to serve somebody. We're going to serve either the devil or we're going to serve the Lord. You can't have two masters. Amen. Because you're going to serve one and despise the other. Amen. The one you serve is one you're going to despise the other. And I don't know. I won't serve the Lord. I hate the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said we can see this conflict. We can see where it comes from. And we can see what takes place. Look over at Ephesians chapter 2. You know, we're just a little ways from just being what the devil wants us to be sometimes. Whenever we're lost and undone without God. Look where he says you are. He said, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil, amen, the spirit that now worketh in the children of who? Of disobedience. Those that are disobedient to God. Amen. He said, in times past, he said, that's where we all were. At some point in our life, we were lost. Now, you know, some people say, well, preacher, I've always been saved. No, you ain't. You was lost. You have to realize you're lost before you can be saved. Amen. The devil's got you deceived that you've always been saved. Amen. You're probably lost. Now, I ain't trying to get a soul here to adopt our conversion. I ain't trying to do that. But I'm saying, praise God, we need to know that there's a difference in our life, that Jesus Christ, amen, died on the cross of Calvary for our old sinfulness. Realize we just old sinners, and we got to have a Savior.
Amen.
It takes that knowledge, not only in the head, but in the heart, to be saved. Amen. It has to come out. He said among, verse 3 of Ephesians 2, he said, among whom also we all, A-L-L, all had our conversation, that's that manner of life, in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. He said, that's where we were. He said, we were every one of us was open in a place where we could have been possessed by devil. Amen? He said, well, preacher, that don't happen in the world today. Really? You tell that to those people over there that's been in these malls and places, and these lunatics has come in and with automatic weapons and just begin to mow them down for no reason. Don't even know them. What causes that? It ain't God. Amen? It's demonic forces. It's the devil. He's taking control of that body. He's taking control of that mind. And they've been into he's took them to some sort of a pity party. And they said, you know what? I'll just finish this. I'll just take out all those things, all those people that's bothering me. And it ain't the people that's bothering him. It's the devil. You know, a lot of times we get to thinking, well, we have problems with people. Hey, it's not problems with people. It's problems with the devil. Amen. Now, it may be that there's the devil in somebody. They're giving you a fit. But, amen, it ain't that person's fault. It's the devil. We need to love that person. Hate that old devil that's in them. Amen. It's hard doing it for the devil. Amen. But, boy, you get to pray and you get close to God. You get them to the Lord. And the Lord begin to make that difference. But hey, listen, the Bible tells us here in Ephesians 2 that there was a time, praise God, that any one of us could have been possessed with the devil. Every one of us could have been come upon by the devil, amen, seizing us in our lost condition. Amen. But he also says that we have a resource that we can go through. We don't have to stay in that condition. Look at Matthew chapter 17. You remember the story I read part of it to you this morning. It's the story of Jesus, and He went up on the mountain to pray with the disciples in the transfiguration. He was transfigured before them, and they seen him. They come back, and the disciples was there, and they was a boy that was possessed with a devil. Amen. A boy that was possessed with a devil, demons, and the Bible, and they began to try to cast him out, and they couldn't. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, and the devil came out of this boy. And the disciples asked him, they said, hey, why couldn't we get this devil out? He said, why could we not cast him out? And he said, it's because of unbelief. Remember this morning? And he said, because, you know, if we trust and we believe with the right heart and the right attitude, that there's nothing impossible to our God. There's nothing that we can't do. Amen? Praise God. With the right attitude. Remember this morning? But he goes on in verse 21 and he says, hey, listen. And now here's the help that we have in this. He says, how be it this kind? He's talking about those that's full of the devil. Amen. He's talking about those that's got that the devil's already seized control of and taking them down the wrong road, trying to destroy them, mind, body, and soul. He said, how be it this kind? The kind full of devil goeth not out. He said, you can't get them out. But by what? By prayer and fasting. He said, it's not, there's only one way to get rid of this kind. He said, it's the only way to get them out, the only way to get it out, rid of them, is to go to the Lord and to pray. Pray God, cleansing of the flesh, the cleansing of the mind, amen, the cleansing of the body, praise God. He said, the only way to get through it, only way to get rid of that kind is through prayer. Amen. Hey, listen, young as age, a whole lot of our people tonight, praise God, the devil's moved into. He's taken up his boat, praise God, and he's dragging them off into the pit, trying to destroy them. Now you can say, well, it's just a habit they got into. It's just this, it's just that. It's the devil, amen. If we had just look at what it is, amen, just accept the facts, amen. It's the devil and the demons of hell that's wanting to destroy our people. Amen. I tell you, there's two sides. There's either the Lord's side or the devil's side. And their people ain't running on the Lord's side. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they're just a little bit soon, but they ain't full of devil. They ain't going to the devil. Well, they are. What we would deceive ourselves, we say, well, you know what? They're not really that bad. They're full of the devil. Amen. We got to quit making excuses for them and say the devil's the one that's making them do that they do. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth tonight. I know most people don't want the truth. We want to think that our people's good people. But they're being led by the devil. They're in deception. But God said that they can come out if they can pray and stay clean before God. That's the only way to keep from getting the devil from getting control of you, praise God, is to stay clean. And you do that by prayer. By asking God to forgive you and to help you, praise God, to walk with you, to guide you, to lead you, to show you the way. Amen. So he said the first thing you got to do, first resource we have is prayer. Taking our supplications to the Lord, crying out to God, asking Him to help us and help our loved ones. Number two, the believer's resource is fasting. He said these come out not but by prayer and fasting. You say, well, preacher, you know, this doing without food, you know, you mean that'll help get the devil out of somebody? No, listen, that doing without food, that ain't got nothing to do with that. But what fasting is, it's showing God that you're taking control of your body. Amen? You're taking control in your mind and your state of mind through prayer, and you tell Him you're taking control of your body through the fasting. Amen? Where you sit back and you say, you know what, God, I'm just going to let You take charge from here. I'm going to take a few minutes. I'm going to skip this meal or whatever, whatever God calls you to fast over. It's not just about food. It may be something that you like to, like Brother Lex mentioned a while ago. It may be like you like to sit down on a Monday evening or Tuesday evening or Wednesday evening or Thursday or Friday evening. Amen. Sit down in front of the television set and kick up your shoes. Amen. And it may be that you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to spend some time talking to God. Amen. And see God moving in, praise God. You begin to talk to Him earnestly. Praying and fasting, praise God. Denying your flesh that it wants. So that you can intervene for somebody else that needs that help. Amen. It makes a difference. How do you think them old timers, praise God, prayed down old Holy Ghost spirit-filled revivals? Amen. They got somewhere in a woodshed or behind a barn, praise God, on their face for God in the dirt, and they cried out. Amen. To a holy and righteous God. He said, we got to begin. That's our resource. Prayer and fasting. That's God said. Jesus said, that's the only way to get rid of the devil's influence. Amen? That demonic influence that's in this world that we live in. It's real. Amen? It's real. It's not something it's not something you see in Hollywood. It's real. The forces of evil are real. Amen? But He said, we have a resource in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians, He tells us how to start to take control back from these things. In Ephesians chapter 6, He tells us that we got to begin to do some things ourselves. Verse 11, He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's tactics. Amen. He said, you put on that whole armor of God and you begin to withstand the tactics of the devil. What's happened? You begin to understand how he works. You begin to understand how he thinks and how he acts and how he reacts. Amen. And you get yourself into the presence of the state of mind and the state of attitude that you're just going to stay with God. You're going to seek God and His direction in everything that you do. And the old devil, praise God, it takes the ammunition out of his quiver. Amen. He goes on in verse 13, He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Amen. That's that blanket of protection that He offers us, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Standing therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having your breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He said, this is our resources that we have. God don't leave us resourceless, but He provides the resources that me and you need to fight off the temptation of the devil tonight. Amen. What in the world is going on? What's the devil? What in the devil's going on tonight? The devil's taking over. Amen. He's taking over. And we're letting him. Amen. We're standing back and we're letting the devil come in. It's time. Hey, come time we need to just rebuke the devil. Amen. Say, devil, I'm tired of you playing havoc in my home. I'm tired of you having your way in my life. I'm not going to put up with it no more. I'm calling on a resource, praise God. I need some help. Amen. I believe some of our people need an exorcism. Amen. They need the devil cast out of them. Amen. You say, well, can we do that? Hey, we can say, listen, devil, I want you to be gone. I'm praying, Lord, just take him away. Move him out of my place. Move him out of my home. Move him out of my loved ones. Get rid of him. Get shed of him. Amen. Take him to a higher authority. That's what Paul did. Paul cast out. Hey, let's look over that. Let me show you. Acts chapter 17. Remember that little old gal? It was in divination. It was the divining. A soothsayer, if you will. In Acts chapter 16, verse 16, he said, it came to pass as they went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of deviation met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. That mess comes from the devil. Amen. He said, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. You know, even the devil tonight knows who Jesus is. Amen. Even tonight, the devil knows what the gospel is. He don't like it, praise God. He said, and this did she many days, verse 18. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out. Now listen, and he came out. Some old devil was in her. Some old, hey, listen, was in this girl and said he came out that same hour. Amen. Hey, it's time we said, you know what? We're tired of the devil. We're tired of making excuses. Amen. For our people, it's just going to say, you know what? What's the matter with them? It ain't just that they've caught up in this or they're addicted to that. It's the devil, praise God, that's moved into them and taken over their body and their mind. And we need to get the devil out of them. Amen. What the devil's going on tonight, the devil's having his way. Amen. He's having his way. We just need to get shed of the devil. We need to get rid of him tonight. Amen. We need to just go in prayer and supplication, fasting. Amen. Do without just a little bit of something or another and cry out to God mightily for him. Amen. One more time, this side of eternity. How do you fight the devil? We fight the devil with that arsenal that God gives us. I read to you a while ago. By putting on that whole armor of God. Amen. Me and you have to have that tonight to fight the devil. We can't do it without it. And most of all, it takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to have that faith. Because what the devil's going on? The devil's taking charge. The devil's taking control. The devil's moving on the scene. I tell you what, the devil's a sweeping through America and he's destroying everything he's touched. I mean, he's even got the point, he's shredding the very Constitution on which this great republic was built upon. Amen? Through ungodly men. Amen. And they say it in the press, in the pretense of bettering mankind. And they're shredding everything that this country was built upon. But we can take it back. What the devil's going on? The devil's trying to destroy, tear down. But I'll tell you what we can do about it. How we can defeat the devil. Amen. And the very verse is in James chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee. Now, I didn't get this till a while back. He said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen? If we'll submit ourselves to God, what does that mean? It means taking this blessed old book, applying it to our life. Amen? Like taking the sinful things in our life and all those things that would easily beset us, casting them aside, saying, no more going that way. I'm going to follow God. Because submitting ourselves to God and putting up that resistance against the devil. Putting up that resistance, saying, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with the devil. If there's anything in my life that God says is wrong, I'm going to get away from it. I'm not going there. If there's anything in here God says I shouldn't do, I'm not going to get within a mile of it. If there's anything in here God says I shouldn't partake of, I'm not going to partake of it. I'm going to treat it like it's an awful curse. Amen? And says when we do that, that's resisting. That's putting up that resistance. So that the devil can't come in. Like he did that fellow over there who thought he had cleaned house and garnished it and cleaned it up all nice and pretty. Amen. But that devil come back in and brought seven that was worse than he was. And they moved in, they had him a heyday. But if we'll take the Word of God and stand upon the truth of the Word and the Lord Jesus Christ and say, you know what? Jesus Christ, He's already coming out. And He said, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm going to do that that's pleasing to my Savior. I'm going to put up resistance. And the Bible said that the devil will flee from you. See, the devil, hey, listen, when you put up that resistance according to what God says, the devil don't want nothing to do with that. See, he can't stand to be around the name of Jesus. That name is just like a sword poking him. Amen? And we start lifting up the name of Jesus. When we start living this book, then we begin to take charge of our lives. And the devil starts moving back. Oh, he'll still send those emissaries. He'll still attack us from time to time. But he'll not... Hey, when he sees that you're serious, when he sees that you're committed to living this book, he'll not spend as much time on you. Amen? Amen. Now, I'm not saying that we won't have trials and tribulations in this world. You'll have them. And the devil will try his best to destroy and tear down. But praise God, when he sees that you're really serious... Then what happens in our mind, in our heart, we've done settled it with God. That we're going to serve Him and Him only. Amen? Once we make that decision, not only in our mind, but in our heart, that we're just going to serve God. And we're going to stay away from everything in this world that would defile and break the heart of God. See, the devil, it takes a whole lot out of his field to work with. Amen. And it puts more in God's field to work with. Amen. It's kind of like that old junkyard dog, Brother Rex, that you feed the most. He's going to be the strongest. Amen. We can defeat the devil today. We don't have to be possessed devil. We don't have to let him enter our life, our children, our loved ones, and destroy them. Amen. It's time that we took him back and said, you know what? We're just going to live the book. Me and Brother Bill's been talking about it quite a bit. We go out riding around and visiting folks and we see his family, my family, a lot of loved ones that we have, and you try to tell them and they say, well, I know. And we tell them and we preach to them and we preach to them and they say, I know. But you know what? It's time to quit telling them and start living it in front of them. Amen. Me and Brother Bill's talking about this. It's time just to live it in front of them. Let them see Christ in us, that hope of glory. So if they can realize that what they got don't seem like much, because what we got's a whole lot better. Amen. When they see Christ in us, that hope of glory, that's what's going to change them. And that's when we begin to take them back out of the hands of the devil. When they begin to see our Lord and Savior Christ in us and begin to realize that there's hope outside this world. Amen. And it's in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. And there's no other place we can go to get that hope, that peace, and that assurance. But in the precious Lamb of God. Amen. That's where we get it tonight. But we have to realize tonight whose side we're on. Amen. We're either living for the Lord or we're serving the devil. You can't have two masters.